弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们再有一次机会来一起寻求主。
Thank the Lord that once again we have the opportunity to seek the Lord together.
我们先有点祷告。
Let us have words of prayers.
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give you all the thanksgiving and praises.
你借着你爱子耶稣基督给我们的救赎，是何等的真实，也是何等的宝贵。
How real and precious is the salvation you've given us through your beloved Son Jesus Christ.
我们把赞美感谢归给你。
We give you all the praises and thanksgiving.
你也借着我们跟众圣徒一起，在认识的过程中，在读你的话语中，也发现你话语也极其宝贵。
Also, we realize how precious are your words as we together with all the saints to read and seek your will through your words.
我们求你今天也借着这个机会向我们说话。
Do pray that you speak to us through this opportunity today.
像说话的，像翻译的，像听话的说话。
Speak to the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who hear.
我们都一同等候在你的面前。
Together we wait before you.
你是那位说话的主，你也是那位是话语的主。
You are the Lord who speaks, and also the one who provides words.
在你儿子耶稣基督的宝血底下，我们求你赐给我们宝贵的话。
Under the precious blood of your beloved Son Jesus Christ, may you give us your precious words.
愿我们今天在你的话中都遇见你。
So that we can all meet you through your words today.
也求你圣灵运行在我们当中。
May your Holy Spirit move freely among us.
主啊，我们需要遇见你。
We do need to meet you, Lord.
我们不止一次遇见你，我们需要不断的遇见你。
Not that we only meet you once, but we have to continually meet you.
我们愿意在地上的时候多多的遇见你。当你给我们怜悯，如果我们可以在你宝座前，我们能够欢喜跳跃的站立在你的面前。
We need to meet you so much more while we are still on earth, and therefore, if you are merciful to us.So that we can joyfully stand before your throne.
所以今天的遇见是为着我们将来能够在你面前欢喜跳跃的预备。
So when we meet you today, it's for preparation for us able to joyfully to stand before you in the future.
求你做人所不能做的工作。
Do pray that you do the work that man's hand cannot do.
愿你今天所召聚来的每一位，不管我们在认识你的哪一个阶段，都没有一个空空的回去。
Pray that regardless of what stage that we know you today, but those you gather today, that none of us return in vain.
只有你知道我们。
Only you know us.
也只有你能够说我们心里需要的话。
Only you can speak to the words that our heart needs.
求你说话，仆人静听。
Lord, may you speak, thy servant hears.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
阿门。好，我们读几处的圣经。
Let's read place of scriptures.
哥林多后书第四章第六节。
Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6.
好，第五节哈。
Verse 5.
我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己因耶稣做你们的仆人。
For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord.And ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake.
虽然这段话我们读了很多次，我还是再一次提醒，这个传是宣告。
Although that we have read this verse many times, but once again I would like to remind that this word preach is to proclaim.
而且传基督耶稣为主，就是传已经复活、已经升天的基督耶稣。
To proclaim Christ Jesus the Lord is to proclaim that this.Lord Jesus, who has already risen and also ascended on high.
那我们再看哥林多后书第三章第五、第六节。
And Second Corinthians chapter 3 verse 5 and 6.
并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于神。
Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God.
他叫我们能承担这新约的指示，不是凭着字句。乃是凭着经义，因为那字句是叫人死，经义是叫人活。
Who also has made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, for the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
这里承担这个词，更多的意思是达到的意思。
this word sufficient, the more of its meaning is to achieve.
那这里的精义是讲到灵或者是圣灵。
The word, the letter, the word spirit means the, it's a spirit, Holy Spirit.
所以就是我们所能够达到的那是出于神。
So what we can achieve is from God.
我们能够达到这新约的执事不是凭着字句乃是凭着灵或者圣灵。
For we are able to achieve this ministry of the New Testament not by letter but of the Holy Spirit.
因为那字句是叫人死灵是叫人活。
For the letter kills but the Spirit gives life.
因为神是灵所以神要我们来到他面前用我们蒙恩得救活过来的灵。
As God is the Spirit, therefore He would like us to come before Him through this quickened Spirit which we are being saved with.
然后再看《使徒行传》第二章
Acts chapter 2
32到36节
Verse 32 to 36
这是一段宣告的话
These are the words of proclamation.
这耶稣神已经叫他复活了我们都为这事做见证。
This Jesus has God raised up, whereof we are all witness.
他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。
Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, He has shed forces which you now see and hear.
大卫并没有升到天上，但自己说。主对我主说你坐在我的右边
For David is not ascending into heaven but he said himself the Lord say unto my Lord sit thou on my right hand
等我使你的仇敌坐你的脚凳
Until I make thy foes thy footstool
故此以色列全家当确实的知道你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣神已经立他为主为基督了
Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made the same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ.
36节说神已经立他为主为基督了。
Verse 36 says that God has made him Lord and Christ.
35节说等我使你仇敌做你的脚凳。
Verse 35, until I make thy foes thy footstool.
这里当然讲是这个主在宝座等他的仇敌成为他的脚凳。
Here talks about our Lord on his throne, waiting for his enemy become his footstool.
其实主已经复活升天，仇敌已经是在他的脚下。
Actually, our Lord has already risen and ascended on high, and therefore enemy has already now been subject under his feet.
他等的是等我们。
He is waiting, actually waiting for us.
我们能够与他一同得胜，仇敌成为脚凳。
So we can overcome together with him to make the enemy to be his footstool.
所以我们再看希伯来书第一章第二章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 1 and 2.
希伯来书第一章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1.
神既在古时借着众先知多次多方晓谕列祖。
God who at sundry times and in diverse manners spoke in times past unto fathers by the prophets.
就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们。又早已立他为承受万有的，也曾借着他创造诸世界。
Has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托住万有。他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。
Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power when he had by himself purged all things sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high.
他所承受的名既比天使的名更尊贵就远超过天使。
Being made so much better than the angels as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they.
所有的天使神从来对哪一个说你是我的儿子我今日生你又指着哪一个说我要做他的父他要做我的子
For unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee? And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son.
再者，神使长子到世上来的时候，就说神的使者都要拜他。
And again, when he brings in the first begotten into the world, he says, And let all the angels of God worship him.
论到使者，又说神以风为使者，以火焰为仆役。
And of the angels, he said, who makes his angel spirits and his ministers a flame of fire.
论到子，却说神啊，你的宝座是永永远远的，你的国权是正直的。
But unto the son, he says, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom.
你喜爱公义，恨恶罪恶，所以神就是你的神，用喜乐油膏你。胜过高你的同伴。
Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of godness above thy fellows.
又说，主啊，你起初立了地的根基，天也是你手所造的。
And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hands.
天地都要灭没，你却要长存；天地都要像衣服渐渐旧了。
They shall perish, but thou remains, and they all shall wax old as does a garment.
你要将天地卷起来，像一件外衣，天地就都改变了。唯有你永不改变，你的年数没有穷尽。
And as a vesture thou folds them up, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall never fail.
所有的天使，神从来对哪一个说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你仇敌。做你的脚凳。
But to which of the angels says he at any time, Sit on my right hand, until I make thy enemies thy footstool?
天使岂不都是服役的灵，奉差遣，为那将要承受救恩的人效力吗？
Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation?
第二章第一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
所以我们当越发郑重所听见的道理。恐怕我们随流失去。
Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip.
那借着天使所传的话，既是确定的，凡干犯悖逆的，都受了该受的报应。
For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward.
我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？这救恩起先是主亲自讲的，后来是听见的人给我们证实了。
How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard them?
神又按自己的旨意，用神迹奇事和百般的异能，并圣灵的恩赐，同他们做见证。
God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to His own will.
我们所说将来的世界，神原没有交给天使管辖。
For unto the angels has He not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak.
但有人在经上某处证明说，人算什么？你竟顾念他；世人算什么？你竟眷顾他。
But when a certain place testifies, saying, Why is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visit him?
你叫他比天使微小一点，视他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。你将手所造的都派他管理。
Thou made him a little lower than the angels. Thou crowned him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands.
叫万物都伏在他的脚下，既叫万物都伏他。就没有剩下一样不服他的，只是如今我们还不见万物都服他。
Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet, for in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him.
唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因受死的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕。叫他因着神的恩为人人敞了死位。
But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man.
原来那为万物所属、为万物所本的，要领许多儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是何以的。
For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons into glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering.
因那使人成圣的和那些得以成圣的都是出于一，所以他称他们为弟兄，并不以为耻。
For both he that sanctifies and they who are sanctified are all one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren.
说我要将你的名传于我的弟兄，在会中我要颂扬你。
Saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren, in the midst of the church where I sing praise unto thee.
又说我要依赖他，又说看啊，我与神所给我的儿女。
And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children with God has given me.
儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌使权的，就是魔鬼。
For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that has the power of death, that is the devil.
并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
And deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject unto bondage.
好，我们暂时第二章读到这，我们再看第十章第十二节。
Let's read chapter 10 verse 12.
十二十三节。
Verse 12 and 13.
但基督献了一次永远的赎罪祭，就在神面前坐下了。
But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God.
从此等候他仇敌成为他的脚凳。
From henceforth, expecting kill his enemies be made his footstool.
这句等候，或者是使仇敌成为你，使仇敌作为你的脚凳，或者等候仇敌做你的脚凳，在新约总共出现七次。
It appears seven times in New Testament the word to make his your enemies to become your footstool.
三次在福音书。
Three times happen in the Gospel book.
四次在书信。
Four in the letters.
希伯来书特别出现两次。
It appears two times in Book of Hebrews.
第一次在第一章，第二次在第十章。
First time in chapter 1, the second time in chapter 10.
所以这里呢，而且我们刚看到，就是在教会刚开始的时候，彼得受圣灵感动起来说话的时候，那个话的结束在什么？是仇敌成为他的脚凳。
So we see in the beginning of church, as Peter was being touched, and he stood up to speak, and he ended by to make thy foes thy footstool.
那在福音书里面呢，主耶稣是主耶稣提出来的。
And in the gospel books, it was Lord himself who mentioned.
马太福音、马可福音、路加福音三次在主耶稣要钉十字架之前的跟法利赛人、撒都该人最后的说话，就提这个出来。
In Matthew, Mark, and Luke, those three times as Lord before he went on the cross, as he was speaking with the Pharisees and Sadducees, he mentioned those words, "Make my enemies my footstool."
当主提出这个点之后，没有一个人可以回答。
As the Lord mentioned this point, none of people were able to answer.
从此之后，也没有人敢问他什么问题。
And ever since then, none of them dared to ask him any other question.
之后，主耶稣就钉十字架。
After that, the Lord was crucified on the cross.
所以，这似乎提醒我们，你要我们主耶稣胜过仇敌，是经过十字架，死而复活。
So it reminds us, as our Lord overcome the enemy, it was through the cross and raised from the dead.
信主的人如果要成为那个胜过仇敌的那个见证人。
For those who believe the Lord, if we would like to become the witness of overcoming the enemy,
要背起自己的十字架，要跟随主。
Have to bear up our own cross to follow the Lord.
主的得胜就会成为他的得胜。
Then the overcoming of the Lord become their overcoming.
所以这是一件宝贵的事情。
So that's something precious.
这也是一件我们天然人很难懂的事情。
And that's something we can understand with our natural man.
不止天然很难懂，就是连我们信主一段时间，我们恐怕 都不明白，或者是都不能够理解，或者不能够进入这样的一点。
Not only the natural man cannot understand, but even those of us who have believed the Lord for some time, it's also hard for us to enter in or truly understand.
但这件事情呢，是宇宙间的一个关键事情。
But this is something critical in the universe.
它关系到世代的转换。
It has to do with the turning point of each generation.
就是从今世到来世。
That is from the current generation to the future to come.
它也关系到地的权柄的转换。
And it also has to do with the change of the changing authority of the earth.
如果我们仔细观察一下，这个地现在是落在什么？那恶者的控制底下。
If we observe carefully, then the current world is under the power of darkness.
但是主做一个工作，要把这个彻底的翻转过来。
But the Lord is doing a work to completely turn this around.
要从仇敌手中带出来。
To deliver this from the enemy.
所以刚才我们读的这个希伯来书第一章、第二章，对我们是有很宝贵的重点。
So in chapter 1 and 2 of Hebrews has many important points to us.
在第一章前半部讲到世代这一方面。
The first half of chapter 1 of Hebrews talks about generation.
中文没有翻译成世代，中文翻译成世界。
Although Chinese translate into the world,
英文也只有我手边的这个英文版本也只有两个版本有翻译到世代。
And only two translations in English translate this as generation.
所以因为是这样的翻译的缘故，你不容易发现它的事实。
With such translation, so it's hard to realize its actual meaning.
但是原文那个字就是世代。
But the original text is the word generation.
所以从世代来讲的话，从时间面来讲的话，主耶稣是过去、现在、将来，他是主宰一切的。
So from the time point that our Lord is in control of all things in the past, today and future.
所以当我们提起耶稣的名的时候，其实他是带着我们想象不了、我们想象不来的那个极大的权柄。
So as we mentioned the name Jesus, actually it comes with a great authority which we can never imagine.
它包括它是一切所有受造之物的所有权在他手上。
For he is in control of all the created things.
包括他创造的权柄。
Including the authority of his creation.
你知道我们讲创造可能讲到过去创造，但是我们不晓得现在神还在做新造的工作。
Usually when we talk about creation, we thought of the Lord created things in the past, but we not realize that He continues to do the newly created things now.
教会就是他的新造。
The church is this newly created being.
所以今天我们是在一个新造的过程中。
So now we are in the process of this new creation.
所以他创造的全面。
So the authority of His creation.
而且你要认识神的荣耀，你一定要认识耶稣。
To know God's glory, you have to know Jesus.
所以他是神荣耀所发的光辉。所以你要认识耶稣，你不认识耶稣，你实在没有办法认识神的荣耀。
For he's the brightness of his glory, therefore you must to know Jesus. Without knowing him, you do not know his glory.
你要认识神的实际，你还是要认识耶稣。
To know God's reality, you still have to know Jesus.
所以我们常常有一个幻想，想要从耶稣以外去找认识神的答案，结果是找不到的。
Usually you have such imagination that we would like to seek this answer about God outside of Jesus, which is not possible.
因为现在耶稣并不肉身跟我们同在，但他的名是宝贵的名。
For although now the flesh of our Lord is not with us, but his name is so precious.
而且你要认识他的大能，他说要用全能的命令托住万有，他的大能，他掌管一切运行大能，这各种的大能。
And also you have to know his power, that he upholds all things by the word of his power, which he is in control of all things by his power.
你还是要来到耶稣的名里面。
You still have to come in the name of Lord Jesus.
人罪的问题。
The issue of man's things.
犯罪的问题。
This sin.
可能我们还有的人不太知道自己犯罪。
Although there are still some of us do not know we are in sin.
就是连信耶稣之后，对于犯罪，我们还是不太理解。
Even after we believe Lord, that we still don't understand about sin.
没有关系，对吧？ 他洗净了人的罪。
But that's okay because he has cleansed all of our sins.
他解决罪的问题。
He resolves the issue of sin.
所以对我们来讲，不管我们有多么严重、多么大的罪，我们应该无依无靠的来到他面前，求告他的名，求告他的拯救。
So regardless of how great our and serious our sins are, we should, without any other dependence, come before him to seek his name for his deliverance.
而且他现在坐在高天之大者的右边，他坐在天上的宝座。
And he is now sitting on the right hand of the Majesty on high and sitting the throne in heaven.
这也是我们难以想象。
And that's something hard to imagine.
但是我们靠着他，靠着他的名，可以来到。与他坐在宝座的主亲近。
But by him and by his name, we can come and draw close to this God who's sitting on the throne.
所以你知道，当我们喊耶稣的名的时候，那里面的丰富是我们说不完的。
So when we call upon the name of Jesus, the riches is something we cannot even describe.
所以我们需要主开我们的心窍。
So we need the Lord to open our hearts, understand.
以至于真的知道他的名是何等的宝贵。
So truly we would know and understand how precious is his name.
甚至可以保守他的名，见证他的名。
And also to keep his name and testify his name.
而且他的名这样宝贵，是他有他的生命要给我们，要借过他的名给我们。
And his name is so precious because that his life will be given to us through his name.
然后第一章的下半部告诉我们。
And the second half of chapter 1.
他来到地上，他来到世上，就来到可居住之地。他做什么？他做了什么事情？
What are the things when he comes to the habitable world to do?
他做的什么事情跟我们所得的救恩是刚好息息相关的。
So it has close relationship with what he does and with our salvation.
他恢复神对，不是，神该得的敬拜。
He restores this worship that what God should deserve.
你知道我们真的很愚昧。
We're so foolish.
我不是说你，我说我自己。
I'm talking about myself.
有时候你知道吗？我们会拜很多别的东西，就是不拜创造宇宙万物的神。
Very often we worship many other things, but not worship the God who created us.
我们觉得很多东西都值得敬拜，但是创造宇宙万物的神，我们却毫不理会他。
We think that there are so many other things that are worthy of worship, but we neglect this God who creates us.
光创造的权柄已经是不得了的。
Just this authority, power of creation is already so great.
那救赎更是值得我们去敬拜他。
And then the power of salvation is even more for us to worship.
所以他恢复神该得敬拜的这个事实。
So he has restored the reality that God, which he deserves to be worshipped.
所以我们如果真的认识他，
So if we truly know him,
你应该是敬拜他。
We should worship him.
其实我们，如果我们这个人不是被玷污太厉害的话，
If we are not being corrupted so seriously,
叫你去拜偶像，你应该都会不愿意去拜。
Even if someone asks you to worship idols, you probably are not willing to do so.
因为我们被造就是要敬拜他的。
For as we are created to worship him.
那另外一面呢，就是他把神的宝座带到从天上带到地上来。
And also that he has brought the throne of God from heaven to earth.
那有个好消息。
And there's this good news.
什么好消息？
What is this?
蒙恩得救的人，你可能有机会。来到天上的宝座。
For those who are saved by grace might have the opportunity to come to a heavenly throne.
宝座，天上的宝座在天上，但是因为他来到地上，又带到地上来。
Heavenly throne is in heaven, but because he comes to earth, therefore he brings it down to earth.
今天教会如果跟神的关系，跟主耶稣的关系是正常的话，你可以看见神的宝座，主的宝座在我们当中。
If the relationship of church is normal with the Lord and with God, then you can see the throne of God in the midst of church.
如果一个基督徒他跟神的关系、跟主的关系正常的话，主在他身上是坐宝座的。
If this relationship between this Christian and God is normal, then God is sitting on the throne in his heart.
那他，因为我们可以来到他的宝座前，甚至可以到一个地步可以 有一天有机会的话，我们希望大家都有机会来到天上的宝座。
So since we're able to come before His throne, and therefore if there's chance, and of course we do hope there's chance that one day we can come to a heavenly throne.
这是他对我们的拯救。
That's the salvation He has given us.
使我们可以被救到宝座去。
So we can be delivered onto the throne.
那个保罗他在他写的最后一卷书的时候，他说什么？他说主要救我进入他的天国。
The last letter that Paul wrote, he mentioned that Lord would deliver me, redeem me into His heavenly kingdom.
所以国度，他不但把国度从天上带下来，神的国度带下来，他也把我们带进到他的国度。
So it's about kingdom. Not only he brought down the kingdom from heaven to earth, but also he would like to bring us into the kingdom.
在希伯来书讲到国度的时候，是讲到不能震动的国。
When the book of Hebrews talks about kingdom, it talks about the kingdom unshakable.
但是我们所处的环境是天天在一个被震动的环境。
But the circumstances we are in are being shaken every day.
你想这个天天被震动的环境，主说你已经得着了不能震动的国，那什么意思？
What does it mean as we are under this shakable circumstances daily, but the Lord says that we have already gained this unshakable kingdom.
如果把主已经把我们救进到，把我们救我们进入到他不能震动的国度，而且我们已经在他的国度里面。
If the Lord has already delivered us into this kingdom unshakable, and we're already in His kingdom.
但是我们确实又被摆在一个天天在震动的环境。
But we are being put in the circumstances that shakes every day.
那这是考验谁？
Then what is this to test? This is to test whom?
那是考验那个不能震动的国的那个不能震动在我们身上是实在还是虚的。
That is to test this unshakable kingdom on us, whether it's real or not.
所以他把国度带进来。
So he has brought in the kingdom.
他的国权是正直的。
And his kingdom is righteousness.
所以他国度的权柄是正直的。
So the power of kingdom is righteous.
所以他不是叫我们做弯曲的人。
He does not want us to be crooked.
但他告诉我们，我们得着了不能震动的国。
And he told us that we have received this kingdom unshakable.
哎呀，这是很宝贵的事。
This is something so precious.
所以现在我们得了不能震动的国，又在震动的环境了。那你就要来到不能震动的主面前。
So we have already received this kingdom that's not shakable, and but we are still in this shaking circumstances. Therefore, you have to come to this Lord who's unshakable.
如果我们身上任何的人事物把我们震动的魂不附体
，If there's any people things around us that shake us to the point that we even lost our souls.
那表示我们是不是跟这个不能震动的主是关系已经脱节了？
Isn't that means that we already lost this connection with the Lord who is unshakable?
为着我们遇到震动的事情，我们要感谢主。
We have to praise and thank the Lord for the things the shakable circumstances we are in.
为着主允许许多震动我们的环境，在我们的身上，在我们的周围，在我们的一切，甚至教会各方面。我们要感谢主。
We have to thank the Lord that as the Lord allows many things that's shaking us among all those circumstances in church or people among us.
主是要让我们知道，或者说要把我们带我们经过这些震动，能够进入不能震动国度的世界。
So through all the shaking that the Lord would like to bring us to enter into a reality of being not shakable.
所以这里面有很多宝贵的经历啊。
So there are so many precious experiences.
不要觉得这些话都是唱高调的话。
Don't think those are so high words.
你当你在震动的环境的时候，你就知道说，你要往哪里去，你才能够显明你得着了不能震动的。
When you are in such shaking circumstances, then you will know where to go, then you can receive the unshakable kingdom.
然后呢，他又说他喜爱公义，恨恶罪恶。
And it says that he loves righteousness and hates iniquity.
他被钉十字架。
He was being crucified.
他死而复活。
He raised from the dead.
他做了一件我们头脑想不通的事情。
He has done something that we can never understand.
但是，却是可以经历。
But that's something we can experience.
他什么？将律法刻在石板上的律法，刻在，变成刻在我们的心板上。
He engraved those laws that was engraved on the table stones, but he engraved onto our hearts.
我们没有一个人有本事解释这个事情。
None of us have the ability to explain those.
但他说他是以永远的灵来做这件事情。
But he said that he did those with the eternal spirit.
所以他做的是灵界的事情。
So that's something, what he did was spiritual.
是远超过我们的心思可以明白的。
That's surpassing what we can understand.
但却是实际坐在我们身上。
But actually, that's down on us in reality.
所以因为律法刻在我的心板上。
For the laws are engraved in our hearts.
我就不用用我外面人的力量去守律法。
So we no longer keep the law with our own ability.
所以呢，我今天如果能够不犯罪，
Therefore, if today we're able to not sin,
因为我的灵活过来了，
Because our spirit quickened,
我的良心被洁净了，
My conscience is being cleansed,
我的良心、我的直觉、我的交通，就是灵的功用，可以正常的受圣灵的工作。
My conscience, intuition and this fellowship can be normally controlled by the Holy Spirit.
因为这些的工作，所以我蒙主的怜悯，可以不用继续落在罪的权势底下。
Because of all those work, therefore we have received mercy from the Lord, and we no longer fall into the power of sin.
不落在罪的权势底下是消极的。
To not fall under the power of sin is passive.
积极的是主把我们摆在他的家中。
But what's active is that Lord has put us in His house.
在这一卷书里面十次提家这个字。
In this book, there are 10 times mentioned that God's house.
四次，十次里面的四次特别提神的家。
Four out of 10 times it talk about the house of God.
十次提弟兄。
10 times mentioned brethren.
四次特别好像一个呼叫一样，弟兄啊，或弟兄们。
Four times, it's like a calling out of my brethren, brothers.
对我是一个重大的提醒。
It's a very important reminder to me.
主把我们摆在他的家里面。
The Lord put us in His house.
主要我们在他家里面学会做弟兄。
Lord would like us to learn to be brothers in His home.
有弟兄的实际。
The reality of being brothers.
所以，一个健康的灵魂身体。是能够跟弟兄们在一起的。
So for a healthy spirit, soul and body is capable of being together with brothers.
一个健康的灵，一个健康的属灵的状况，是看重弟兄如同主所看重的一样。
A healthy spirit with a healthy condition can see the importance of brothers the same as the Lord sees such important.
你知道这个圣经中有个是那个。神不偏待人，对不对？有这么一个圣经的话，对不对
？In the Bible, it says God does not show favoritism.
那你要神不偏待这个偏待人哈，原文这是什么？你知道吗
？What's the original text of showing favoritism?
原文的意思就是以貌取人啊。
That is to judge people by outward appearance.
我看这个人我就舒服，我就喜欢他。
When I see this person, I feel comfortable. Therefore, I like him.
我看那个人，我就是不舒服。
When I see that person, I don't feel comfortable.
不管他多好，我就是不舒服。
Regardless of how good the person is, but I don't feel comfortable.
我就是不喜欢他。
So I don't like the person.
所以这是以貌取人。
And that is to judge by our appearance.
但是主把我们摆在他的家里面。
But our Lord put us together in His household.
就从此就不再凭肉体或凭不再以貌取人来认人了。
Ever since then, we no longer see people by our appearance.
所以弟兄姊妹在一起，你要看什么
？So what do we see when we are together with brothers and sisters?
你要把弟兄姊妹拿一个，我们那有相片，对不对？看谁比较漂亮嘛
？Do we look at the pictures of brothers and sisters and see who look better?
比较漂亮的，我就尊重他一点。
For those who look better, then I respect them more.
比较不合我的胃口的，离他远一点。
Those who are not of my taste, then I try to draw away from them.
以貌取人。
That is to judge by our appearance.
这就没有照着主的方式来接纳。
That is not accepting one another according to Lord's will.
主的接纳是凡是 得到救恩的主每一个都接纳他。
Lord's acceptance is that for whoever receives the salvation, the Lord accepts every one of them.
神对每一个人都尽心爱我们。
For Lord loves each one of us with all his heart.
都付上了一样的代价。
And the Lord has paid the same price for each one.
所以只是我们愿意跟他亲近多少，你就经历多或少。
So how much we are willing to draw close to the Lord, then how much we can experience.
神不偏待人。
Lord does not show any favoritism.
但是我们是不是像主这样？
But is it that we're the same as the Lord?
所以灵活过来。
As our spirits are quickened.
灵活过来有一个特别的功用。
When the spirits are quickened, there is a special function.
因为这一卷书讲宝座。
As this book talks about the throne.
因为这一卷书讲至圣所。
As this book talks about holies of holies.
因为这卷书讲将来的事。
This book talks about the things to come.
这卷书也讲将来是怎么样在现在这个环境中进入实际。
And also this book talks about how the future things can, what we can do now in such current situation to enter into the future reality.
他又把我们摆在神的家里面。
And he also put us in God's household.
让我们彼此做弟兄。
So we can be brothers with one another.
就是弟兄帮助弟兄。
That is brothers help brothers.
在家里面，神的家里面，神盼望每一个弟兄都来到宝座前。
In God's household, God hopes each one comes to the throne.
每一个弟兄都从做宝座的主那里得着他可以得着的那一份特别宝贵的东西。
Each brother receives from the Lord who's on the throne to receive what's precious to them.
得了后怎么办？
So why if we cannot receive?
藏起来。
Just hide it?
或者拿出来跟人家比较。
Oh, after we receive, can we just hide it or take it out to compare with others?
还是得了一下，觉得自己比较骄傲。
Or after we receive it, we felt we become proud.
都不是。
It's not so.
因为他要我们成为那一个成为天上宝座的丰富神的丰富的那一个接收的器皿也是供应的器皿。
He would like us to become this vessel that can receive all the riches from the heavenly throne and also become provision.
所以 这一卷书很清楚告诉怎样能够进到至圣所。
So this book clearly tells us how we can enter into the holies of holies.
进到至圣所就得到了神一切的丰富你就有侍奉的能力。
So to enter into the holies of holies, we can receive all the riches from God, and therefore have the ability to serve.
所以八九十三章都不断的去侍奉。
So in chapter 8, 9, 10, continually talk about ministering.
很可惜中文没有全部翻出来。
Unfortunately, in Chinese, it did not translate all of them.
中文有时候翻成礼拜。
In Chinese, sometimes translate into worship.
但是事实上那是侍奉。
But actually, it's the word minister to serve.
侍奉什么？我们每一个人从主那里得着丰富，能够带来让众弟兄姊妹一起得着丰富。
So what is to serve is that each one of us receive the riches from the Lord, and then we can provide out. So for all the brothers to receive its riches.
所以这一卷书也是讲神家中的生活。
So this book also talks about the life in the household of God.
聚会的生活。
The life of gathering.
给大家提第啊这个第三章啊看一下。
Chapter 3.
第三章十二节。
Verse 12.
十二节到第十四节。
From verse 12 to 14.
弟兄们你们要谨慎。免得你们中间或有人存着不信的恶心把永生神离弃了。
Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God.
总要趁着还有今日天天彼此相劝免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑心里就刚硬了。
But exhort one another daily while it's called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin.
我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end.
前面讲说要谨慎，或者存不信的恶心，把神离弃了，离开了神。
In the beginning, talks about take heed, lest there be any of you have an evil heart unbelief and departing from the living God.
总要趁着今日，就是所有的今天还有机会，每个都今天，天天彼此相劝，你知道。我们相劝不是只是一个礼拜一次，一个月一次，一年一次，是天天彼此相劝。
And also, while we still have chance for wise call today, that we exhort one another. It's not that we exhort one another once a week, but we have to do it daily.
这里就是说聚会没有太多的。
So,
聚会没有太多。
So we never feel that meetings are too many.
当然，我们是需要顾到这个地上的事，其他方面的事。
Of course, we have to take care of other things on earth.
但在可以的情况底下，天天彼此相劝。
But in condition that's prohibitable, then we have to exhort one another every day.
好，再看另外一处，十章十九节。
Chapter 10, verse 19.
或者说是，我们就节省时间，我们就从，好，十九节好了，十九到二十五啊，弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所。
Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus.
是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。
By a new and living way which he has consecrated for us through the veil that is to say his flesh.
又有一位大祭司治理神的家。
And having a high priest over the house of God.
并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
Let's draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water.
也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。
Let's hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised.
又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
And let's consider one another to provoke unto love and to do good works.
你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching.
二十三节说，坚守所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。
Verse 23 says, "Let us hold fast the profession of faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised."
弟兄姊妹，问一问你自己。
Brother, sister, let us ask ourselves.
你是有指望的人吗
？Do you are you someone with hope？
你是有什么指望需要坚持吗
？Is there some hope that so you can stay hold fast？
你的指望在哪里
？Where is your hope？
你的指望从哪里来
？Where is your hope coming from？
思考一下。
Let's think about it。
你的指望是真正的指望吗
？Is your hope a true hope？
还是你的指望今天有，明天就没有了？
Or your hope that is only for today and tomorrow is gone.
还是你的指望是胜不过死亡的
？Or your hope cannot overcome death.
还是你的指望是带不到主面前的
？Or your hope cannot be bring it before the Lord.
思考一下。
Let's think about it.
想想看。
Let's think about it.
你有什么指望是可以坚持的
？What is the hope that you have that can hold fast?
有什么是需要你？花代价。
What is something you have to pay price for?
这里呢，他说，因为他已经来到至圣所。
Here says for that because he has already entered into the holiest of holies.
他也来到神的家里面。
And he already comes to the house of God.
他有个指望。
There's a hope.
要坚持。
To hold fast.
然后呢，说我们又要彼此相顾。
And we have to consider one another.
激发爱心。
To provoke unto love.
勉励行善。
And to good works.
如果这些弟兄姊妹都不见面，怎样激发爱心？怎样勉励行善？
If those brothers and sisters do not see one another, how can we provoke one another unto love and to do good work?
从来都不见面, 怎样彼此相顾?
If we never see each other, how can we consider one another?
想想看,
Let's think about it.
大家都是聪明人,
All of us are smart.
想想看,
Just think about it.
什么是实在?
What is the reality?
然后说, 你们不可以停止聚会,
Not forsaking the assembly together.
我对于停止聚会的人, 我始终不能理解,
I still cannot understand those who stop gathering together.
我不想批评, 但是我始终不能理解,
I do not want to criticize, but I still cannot understand.
为什么我不能理解?
Why is it that I cannot understand?
因为我原来就是那个不想聚会的人,
because I was someone who did not want to gather together.
就我所知, 不想聚会的理由, 恐怕还没有我那么强烈的吧。
From what I know, maybe the reason for not wanting to gather together is not as strong as what I had.
但是主在我信主的一开始,
But from the beginning, after I believed the Lord,
他明明知道我不想聚会,
He knew that I did not want to gather together.
他却把我带进聚会,
But He brought me into the gathering.
我讲当时的经历好了,
I'll talk about the experience I had back then.
那一天早上, 我6点去游泳,
that morning, I went to swim at 6 a.m.
我游泳回来 7点多,
After I went to swimming, it was about 7 something in the morning.
吃完早餐,
After I had breakfast.
很理所当然继续写我的论文,
so, of course, I continued to write my thesis.
但是圣灵就说话,
but the Holy Spirit spoke.
圣灵说什么?
What did the Holy Spirit say?
今天星期几?
What day is today?
我的星期天呢?
I said it's Sunday.
然后再问第二个问题, 基督徒做什么?
And second question, what do Christians do?
聚会啊,
Together.
你做什么?
So what do you do?
因为那是我信主之后的第一个主日。
That was the first Lord's Day after I believed the Lord.
我信主了,不能说我没有信主。
I have already believed the Lord, so I could not say I did not believe.
但我从来没有想说我还需要去聚会,去教会。
But I have never thought I do have to go to a gathering in church.
而且在我真正去教会以前,我是抵挡的这件事情。
And before I truly went to church, I actually was against it.
我是看不起基督徒的人。
I actually despise the Christians.
我虽然不是去逼迫他的,但是我看不起他。
Although I did not persecute them, but I actually looked down on them.
叫我跟基督徒打深的交道,我是不愿意的。
I was not willing to have deeper interaction with Christians.
所以我从来没有想到要去聚会。
So I've never thought of going to gatherings.
从来没想到去聚会。
Never thought about it.
但主就这样问我。
But then the Lord asked me.
三个问题。
Three questions.
7点钟开始问。 7点多开始问,
he started to ask me since 7 in the morning.
一直问到11点,
keep asking until 11 o'clock.
如果不发生事情,
if nothing happened,
那只不过好像是一个幻想一样,
that might just be my own imagination.
但是, 我在经过这3个多小时之后, 我原来是一个被圣灵充满的人, 蛮有喜乐, 蛮有荣光大喜的人, 就完全失去了那个东西。
However, after those 3 hours, originally I was full of joy with gladness and being filled by the Holy Spirit. However, after 3 hours, I completely lost those joy.
我本来是蛮有主同在的,蛮有喜乐的,结果就失去了。
I was originally with Lord's presence and joy, but then I lost them.
我没有办法叫他恢复。
I could not let them restore.
但是我知道我当时只能做的一件事情就是什么?回答第三个问题, 不要照我的意思,
but all I could do back then was to answer the third question that not my will, but His will.
所以我骑了机车到我第一个想到的聚会地方去。
So I got on my motor scooter and then I went to the first gathering which I can think of.
那个是个奇妙的经历。
That was an amazing experience.
我也没有办法去制造这个经历出来。
I also could not just create this experience.
当我远远看到那个聚会的地方的那个他们是会所是有外墙的, 然后他们有个牌子在外面的。
So I saw this gathering place from far away. There was this wall from outside and then there's a plate.
当我往那个方向骑车去的时候, 我看到那个, 我就圣灵就充满我了, 就回来了。
So when I roll toward the direction, then the Holy Spirit fill me again.
我车子停在那个牌子面前看，哎，刚刚结束，时间结束了。
When I park my scooter, then I realize that actually their meeting just ended.
你怎么反应呢？
So what was my reaction?
回家啊。
Of course, go home.
这自然反应嘛。
Of course, that's my reaction.
我一决定要回家，刚刚才被圣灵充满，瞬间就没有了。
As soon as I decide to go home, as I was just being filled with the Holy Spirit again, then I lost it again.
你如果下楼梯哈，你一阶一阶下哈，感觉不严重。
If you go downstairs, if you take it one step at a time, you do not feel it serious.
三个小时的台阶，你突然一秒钟掉下去，你是什么感觉？
So for all those 3 hours of going downward, but you just fall within 1 second, how do you feel?
三个小时可以走多少阶？
How many steps could you walk downstairs within the 3 hours?
突然就没有了。
But all of a sudden, I lost it all.
我整个人几乎站立不住。
I could not even stand.
所以我就想说，哪里还有聚会啊？
So then I was thinking, where else have the gatherings?
另外五分钟的地方，我就骑车过去了。
So there were some place 5 minutes distance away, so I rode my scooter there.
如果这事情发生在你身上，你有什么感觉？
If this happened on you, how would you feel?
发生在我身上，我怎么感觉？
How would I feel as it happened to me?
我把车放好之后，我在想说，我是不是有问题
？I park my scooter, then I was wondering, was there something wrong with me?
我今天怎么做这种行动
？Why I had such action today?
今天怎么会有这种感觉
？Why did I have such feeling today?
我实在是不情愿，我不想进去聚会。
Actually, I really did not want to go into the gathering.
但是我几乎是有一种很清楚的感觉，有一个人在我后面推我，走走走。
But I clearly felt there was someone, as if someone pushing behind me to push me to the front.
我很不情愿地走到他们会所的门口。
Very unwillingly, I walked in front of their gathering.
我里面是非常挣扎的。
I was with so much struggle.
我是不是有问题啊？
Was there something wrong?
我哪里错了？
There must be something wrong with me.
结果那个两个姊妹在那，有一个就说：“哎呦，欢迎你第一次来吗？”我说：“是啊。”
So there were standing 2 sisters. One of them said, "Welcome, you join us. Is it your first time here?"
他说谁介绍你来的？
Who has introduced you here?
我天上一指说上帝介绍我来的。
I just point upward and say, "The Heavenly Father direct me here."
真的？
And she said, "Oh, really?"
我只能这样子啊。我说上帝介绍我来的。
That was what I did actually. Oh, that's all I could do.
然后他们就说欢迎欢迎。
And they told me welcome.
他们没话讲，你知道。
And she also did not know what
else. 他们讲我这，他们觉得我讲这个话很奇怪。
They thought what I said was strange.
因为过一段时间之后，他们在问我到底怎么信耶稣的。他们来说，哦，原来你这个信法，这个、我们都没碰过的。
So later on, they asked me how exactly you have believed unto Jesus, and they realized that the way you believe unto the Lord, we have never encountered before.
当我跨进那个聚会厅的，就像那个大门一跨进的时候，圣灵。浇灌下来。
As soon as I step into the door of that gathering, the Holy Spirit poured down on me.
我所得到的充满是超过我失去的，远超过。
What I have been filled far surpassing what I have lost.
然后呢，我眼泪几乎掉下来。
And the tears almost fall down.
我觉得我的心会跳。
I felt my heart was truly beating with joy.
这是什么？石心变成肉心了。
It was the stony heart become the fleshly heart.
然后有个声音哈，就刻在我的心上说：“你不可以停止聚会。”
And a voice engraved into my heart says that you cannot stop assembly together.
谁知道我不想聚会
？Who knows that I did not want to gather?
除了主以外，没有人知道。
Nobody knows besides the Lord.
他就知道我不想聚会，就偏偏就说你不可以停止聚会。
He knew that I did not want to gather, but he told me do not forsake gathering together.
因为他要我进神的家。
For he would like me to enter into the house of God.
因为他要我跟弟兄姊妹有一个正常的神儿女的弟兄姊妹关系。
For he would like me to have a relationship with brothers and sisters as the children of God.
他要我正常的跟弟兄姊妹一起来到主耶稣的天父的面前。
He would like me to have to together with brothers and sisters to come before the Lord with normal relationship.
他要我接受弟兄姊妹从宝座所从主那里得到的带来供应给弟兄姊妹的。
He would like me to receive what other brothers and sisters have received from the throne of such provision.
所以他要我做弟兄。
So he would like me to be brother.
所以他把我带进神的家里面。
And therefore he brought me into the house of God.
然后就从那时候到现在没有停止过聚会。
Ever since then until now, I never stopped gathering together.
彼此激励。
To exhort one another,
互相的劝勉,
and to consider one another.
这些都需要在一起聚会才可能。
So that can only be done as we gather together.
你不要用读书来代替。
Do not replace this with reading books.
大概九二年，现在就。99年，27年前。
About 27 years ago.
有个弟兄。
There was one brother.
好，他说哈，我不要聚会。
He said that I would not go to gathering.
他说我只要手上有很多好书就可以了。
As long as I have many books on me, then that was enough.
我跟历世历代这些出名的圣徒交通就可以了。
It's enough if I just have fellowship with all those.Famous saints in the past.
我跟他说你定规软弱。
I told him that then you would definitely become.
你绝对不会刚强。
You would definitely not become strong.
因为过去的圣徒是过去的那一份。
For all the saints in the past are those in the they have the part in the past.
有宝贵的那一份。
True, they have the precious part.
但是你今天受到的震动，可能跟那时候是不一样的。
But the shaking you experience today will be different from that in the past.
他们有他们可以给你帮助的某一面。
They have the part that they can help you.
但他们不能代替你需要跟圣徒在一起，进入神家里面的时机。
But they cannot replace this reality that you need to be together with all the saints to enter into the house of God.
你需要跟主跟你摆在一起的弟兄姊妹们一起面对。主给你遇到的震动的东西。
You have to be together with all the brothers that the Lord put you together with them to face all those things that might shake you.
这个是没有办法代替的。
That something cannot be replaced.
所以灵里的正常是重要的。
So the being normal in spirit is very important.
当我灵里不太正常的时候
，When my spirit is not normal，
我就碰到有灵里很正常的弟兄姊妹，他没有针对我，他讲一句话的时候，我马上知道说主你向我说话了。
Then I will see some brothers who spirits are normal and they say something to me, even though they are not pointing those words to me, but immediately I know the Lord speaking to me.
因为我的问题我知道。
For I know my own problem.
我没有告诉别人我有什么问题。
I did not tell others what kind of problems I have.
我正不想听那些话的时候。
While I did not want to hear those words.
主就派一个我从来没有预期到的，他就说那些我要听的话。
Then the Lord sent someone I never expect to say those words I need.
在神的家里面。
In the house of God.
何等的宝贵。
How precious that is.
主怜悯我们。
The Lord is merciful to us.
主鼓励我们要聚会。
And the Lord encourages us to gather.
如果你一个礼拜才聚一次会。
If you just gather once a week.
但是你又来聚这么一次会，你又不好好聚会。
And if you only come once a week, but you do not truly gather.
那就等于没来。
That's as if you do not come at all.
等于没有聚会。
That's as if you are not gathering at all.
主给我们机会。
The Lord gives us chance.
我们需要把握。
We have to take hold of opportunity.
我真的劝年轻人哈。
I truly encourage young people.
你要好好的谦卑在主的面前。
You have to be humble before the Lord.
因为我是过来人。
For I have such experience before.
因为我小时候我年轻时很不谦卑的。
When I was young, I was not humble.
啊，我这个很多方面都不谦卑。
I was not humble in many ways.
读书也不谦卑。
I was not humble when I studied.
不谦卑到一个地步哈，都要把老师赶走。
Not humble to the point I want to cast out the teachers.
觉得老师太差。
I thought the teachers were not good.
没教什么。
They did not teach me enough.
要把他赶走。
I want to cast them away.
差一点成功了。
I'm almost successful.
教务主任求我们了，放他一马。
And those higher in the school ask us to let the teacher let go of that teacher.
所以我很多东西都自学的。
So many things I studied by myself.
等到我开窍了。
And after I have more understanding.
在我大学的某个阶段，我开窍了。
I have more understanding when I was sometime in college.
我突然发现某些年长的人说的话很有用啊。
All of a sudden, I realized some elderly, actually what they say were useful.
很宝贵啊。
Very precious.
他一说，哎呀，好像就是摸到那个窍。
As soon as they say something, as if gives us the understanding.
省得我撞半天都撞不出去。
So it saves me a lot of time to try to find out myself.
等我开窍了之后，我上课才开始专心的。
After I understand those, then I start to pay attention when I was in class.
但是，实在我后来觉得，我若早一点开窍，那多好。
But later on, I thought if I gained such understanding earlier, wouldn't that be better?
我就不会做事半功倍的事情。
Then I would
或者事倍功半的事情。
I would never do those things that I had used so much energy but only half success.
有人点头哈。
Someone nodded their head.
真的，我跟你讲，认识主也是这样。
It's so true about knowing the Lord.
所以在这个在那个提摩太后书吧，二章二十二节吧，说你们要同那倾心祷告主的人追求公义性的仁爱和平。
So in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 20, it says that you have to call upon the name of the Lord with those out of pure heart together to seek the good and peace and righteousness.
这是你跟这些倾心祷告主的圣徒是叫你开窍的事情。
So when you are together with those saints called of the name of the Lord out of pure heart are those to give you understanding.
是叫你那些摸索你有问题的时候，那个关键点可能他一提醒你一下，或者不自觉的帮助一下，你就越过去了。
So as you are seeking the answer of some things, that those saints, they can help you to give you understanding and then help you to pass.
希望主帮助我们。
So may the Lord help us.
我受的益处很大。
I have gained so much from those.
我现在的机会比以前还要多。
I have so much more meetings now than before.
但是我因为聚会所受的益处实在是大到讲不清楚。
But the benefit I have received because of gathering is so much that I cannot even detail them.
你不管有多少的理由。
Regardless of how many reasons you have.
我鼓励把你聚会的问题带到主面前。
I encourage you that if you have any issues with meetings, just bring them before the Lord.
在主的怜悯底下，主一定会给你一个适当的带领。
Under the mercy of the Lord, He will give you a suitable leading.
但是你需要谦卑。
But you need to be humble.
你不要以你的意思来代替主的带领。
Do not use your own will to replace Lord's guidance.
然后在第一章的后半部还提到天地都要改变，这些很多很多事情。
And at the second part, the later part of chapter 1 talks about the heaven and earth will perish and other things.
这里是讲到就是说我们其实在这个地上是客旅。
So it talks about we are only pilgrims on earth.
这些都要过去的。
All things will pass away.
虽然它时间比我们长，但是它要也是要过去的。
Although those last longer than us, but they will all pass away.
主要把我们带进不朽坏、不能衰残、不能玷污的那个层次去。
The Lord will guide us to enter into something that's incorruptible, unfailable.
但是这里有个关键的，今天我还没讲。这个关键就是神怎样使仇敌做脚凳。
But there is something critical which I haven't mentioned today. That is how God makes the enemies to be His footstool.
看样子只有等下一次看看。
So I think we need to wait till next time.
我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们时间总是不够。
Our time is always not enough.
我们总需要你用智慧启示的灵。 来代替人的说话。
We always need you to give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation to replace your words.
我们把这些话交回到你手中。
We commit those words back into your hands.
你看为好，给我们回头的亮光。
If you feel that's good, then give us the light as we look back.
你看为好，带我们进入你喜悦、能够得胜的那样的光景。
If you feel that's good, do bring us to enter into the victory, the such condition.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.